friends, this is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, continuing our exploration of social media alternatives. These are platforms that are coming up in the wake of the adpocalypse from YouTube and Armageddon on Facebook and all these scandals that are hitting the major social media platforms, and people are looking for alternatives. Well, here are some of the ones that are coming up online, and we've already explored some of them, like Yours.org and Steemit and BitChute and several others now. Well, here's another one to add to the mix. That is Mix Blockchain. That is mix-blockchain.org. Of course, the link will be in the show notes in case you need that. And we're going to be talking about this platform with the platform's founder, Jonathan Brown. Jonathan, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
And you're joining us from Vietnam, so I can finally actually say good morning, Vietnam, on the podcast. I think that's the first. All right. Well, yeah, thank you again for taking the time to talk with us. And as we say, this Mix Blockchain is some sort of new social media platform that you're working on, uncensorable content that's going to be available on through the auspices of the internet, but not in a format that we're familiar with, or at least not in the way that it's usually delivered. Tell us about Mix Blockchain and what it is.
Okay, so Mix Blockchain is a combination of two different technologies. So we have a clone of Ethereum for the blockchain technology, and we also use IPFS. So one way to think of it is it's forum software written in smart contracts, but the content itself is stored in IPFS. The content identifiers from IPFS are then stored on the blockchain. So what this means is you can always publish, and it means that every developer on the platform is a first-class citizen. It's not like with a centralized system like Twitter where there is an API, but really it's the corporation that runs the platform that calls the shots.
Now, I am familiar with IPFS. It's also used, for example, with DTube. But for people who don't know what IPFS is, perhaps you can tell us what that is.
So IPFS stands for Interplanetary File System, although I think that's not it's not meant to be a technical term. But you can think of it more as it's like BitTorrent, except that it works well with small files. So if you publish a file on your device and then someone else somewhere else on the internet wants to get that file, they just need the identifier, and then the IPFS system will find the nearest computer or computers with that file and pull it onto your device. So this is a much more efficient system than always contacting the same server potentially on the other side of the planet every time you need to get a file.
Yeah, so let's talk about the reason that you started this. When did you start working on this, and why did you start this project in particular?
So around the time that the Ethereum blockchain was switched on, so that's 2.5 years ago, I was really thinking about how to publish content on the blockchain. So I started writing a smart contract for Ethereum, and that smart contract has really been evolving for the whole 2.5 years. So it's now very mature. It has a lot of functionality, such as you can have multiple revisions. So if you publish your blog post, that will be one IPFS hash, and then if you publish an update, then you'll just put another IPFS hash into the contract state. And it also has a feature of having parents. So every piece of content can have a parent or multiple parents. A parent would be something like a feed that you want to put your content into. That could be a personal feed or a public feed, or it can be the content you're replying to or retweeting or quoting. So I've been working on it for 2.5 years. I always wanted to just build a fully uncontrolled publication system. And then in that time, the problem of censorship on social media has really, it's become a real thing. It's no longer purely theoretical. People are really are being kicked off YouTube and Twitter.
So this deals with it in the sense that this is an uncensorable platform. No one can control who uses it. No one else can step in and stop people from publishing via this method. So, but what is the appeal to people who are already seeking some of these social media alternatives? I see the appeal to Twitter users or YouTube users who are already feeling censored, but people who are already using some of these alternatives, what is their incentive for getting on Mixed blockchain?
Mm-hmm. So this is an on-chain system. So it's if you really want to be uncensorable, and it really matters, you can use a platform like this, and you can't be censored. Of course, you know, for the vast majority of cases, that's not necessary. For most communication, Twitter and Facebook and Reddit are going to be perfectly adequate. But sometimes it does matter. So if you want to talk about something that is not a mainstream opinion, you want to investigate something that is unpopular, and you want to be able to build communities where people can get together and talk about these things. So that's when it matters. The reason why there's a lot of people innovating and creating these alternative platforms is because people are unhappy with the existing platforms. Not everybody, but enough people are becoming upset with the status quo that they are moving to these alternative platforms.
And a lot of these alternatives are incorporating some form of monetary incentivization or cryptocurrency incentivization in the platforms. Steemit, DTube, yours.org, minds.com, they all have some form of this going on. How about Mixed blockchain itself? What kind of coin incentive is there for people to use this?
So it is a clone of Ethereum. So it has a native token. So that token is called Mix. So if you want to publish on the Mix platform, you will have to pay a small transaction fee to write the IPFS hash into the contract state, and then there's also an anti-spam mechanism. So you will have to burn a small amount of Mix in order to prove that you're not a spammer. And there's a 2,000-day funding mechanism built into Mix blockchain. So I didn't want to do an ICO. So the Mix blockchain Genesis block is set up with a similar pre-mine to Ethereum, except there wasn't an ICO before the blockchain switched on. So the pre-mine goes into a smart contract, which gradually releases the funds over 2,000 days, and it's been running for 1 year. So this gives me a fairly long runway to actually create the platform, and it financially incentivizes me to build the platform. So not that I would want to run away from the project, but I'm financially incentivized to make it a success and to make the coin worth more in future. It doesn't have a mechanism like Steemit does, where Steemit actually inflates the currency to pay content creators. I think that's not entirely sustainable. So I'm more interested in pursuing the kind of monetization techniques that are happening on Yours, which is another social network. So because Mix blockchain has its own native currency, and it has smart contract functionality. So there's huge potential for implementing content monetization strategies in smart contracts. For example, you can allow people to pay to comment. That's one example. And I will be implementing some monetization in my applications, but I expect there to be a lot of other developers will come in and make their own applications that interact with Mix blockchain and have other monetization strategies.
Right. So that's an important aspect of this, is that you're going to be developing an application, a portal onto the chain, basically, that people can use to publish the content. But that won't be the only way that people can get onto this chain, right? I mean, people can develop their own applications.
So the reference application I'm building at the moment, the code name for that at the moment is DWeb, although potentially that name could change. And this is being implemented as an Electron application. So Electron is a great open source system for building multi-platform applications. So you'll be able to install it on Mac, on Windows, or on Linux. And it'll be a desktop application. It will install the IPFS software. It will install the full node software for Mix. So you'll have the full blockchain state will be available on your computer. And this means that you'll be a first class citizen on the network, and it will actually be very fast. So you'll probably find it'll feel a lot snappier than using Reddit, for example.
Well, we're using a lot of future tense here and a lot of technobabble that might be over some people's heads. And that might be an indication that this is obviously not a platform that is up, ready, operational at this time. How far along are you in terms of the development of these applications?
So the blockchain is fully operational. The primary smart contracts are very mature and tested. So at the moment, my primary activity is to build the reference application. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. And I think within 2 or 3 months, this will actually be something that's very usable.
And in the meantime, of course, there are developers that you have on board that are helping you along with this project. I know there are some developers out there in the Corbett Report audience that are interested in helping along these types of projects. What kind of help are you looking for at the moment, and what can people be doing?
So the main thing I'm looking for is other developers who are interested in the technology. So if any developer is interested and would like to talk to me, I can have a call with them and explain how the technology works.
And for the rest of the regular people in the audience, where can they go to get more information about this, read the white paper, find out about information about the DWeb application as it becomes available?
So the main website is mix-blockchain.org. There's a link to a presentation I gave. There's a link to the blog and also to the white paper. So those are the three main resources that people can use.
Okay. And of course, that'll be linked up in the show notes for people who are interested. Finally, this is an important point, that this is not just, of course, about the issue of political censorship and what the snowflakes do or do not want to see, might be triggered by in terms of political opinions that are different from theirs. This is also about an uncensorable, decentralized platform. Nobody can be stopped from publishing on this platform. That means that, of course, illegal content and content that people do not want to see can and will presumably end up on this chain. What have you done on the developer level to think about how this problem can be solved in terms of stopping people from, or at least stopping people from seeing or downloading content that they don't want on their computers?
So this is something I've put a huge amount of time and thought into, and it comes down to the idea of individual responsibility. So this is actually how the web originally worked. So if you before we had social networking and centralized platforms, if you wanted to publish on the web, you could switch on a server. You can publish any content you want on that server. You are morally and legally responsible for what is on your server. And then as an end user with a web browser, you can browse to any website on the World Wide Web, and you're implicitly trusting that website if you browse to it. And again, you are legally and morally responsible for what you're doing with your web browser. So that's the idea also with mixed blockchain. So there's no there's no nanny kind of policing the site. It all comes down to what you want to share from your computer and what you want to read and view. So the solution for this is actually quite simple. So as a user, you can create a public list of other accounts that you trust. And you can optionally, when you trust someone, you can also trust everybody they trust. So this means just with this one generation, you can be trusting 500,000 people. So it means, you know, you can avoid, you know, people publishing illegal content, but also it's a good way to avoid spam. Because if, you know, or bots, you know, any kind of low quality content, people are not going to trust that account, and therefore it's not going to be in your circle of trust. And that's fully implemented as a smart contract. So I feel like I've solved that problem, which is something that a lot of these other fully decentralized social networks will actually they'll need to solve that as well.
Yeah, and it's something for people to think about. The internet as we have known it will not be the internet that we know in the future as these decentralized platforms start to come up and all of the issues associated with them start to come up as well. So I'll invite people to read your Medium.com post about the trusted accounts idea and sort of explaining how that works in some more detail for people. Lots of interesting ideas here, and I hope people will go and check it out. Again, this series is all about exposing you to different platforms and ideas out there and letting people decide which ones are good for them. So you can go to mix-blockchain.org for more information about this, and we'll leave it there for today. Jonathan Brown, thank you very much for telling us about your project.
Thank you very much, James.
Available now from CorbettReport.com. Oil. The 19th century was transformed by it. The 20th century was shaped by it. And the 21st century is moving beyond it. But who gave birth to the oil industry? And what are they planning to do with that power in a post-carbon world? How and why big oil conquered the world? Watch the documentary for free or purchase a DVD copy at CorbettReport.com/bigoil.